请同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息生日下午的祷告会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us continue our afternoon service.
一起来唱赞美诗二十五首。
Please sing hymn 25.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们在下午祷告会之前，小弟还是想用早上同一个主题，来做我们祷告之前的相互勉励。
So before we start our second afternoon prayer session, I still like to continue to use the topic that we learned about this morning to encourage everyone.
早上小弟跟我们大家分享说，祷告是我们对神说话。
In the morning we talked about.When we pray, we're communicating with the Lord.
那读圣经是神对我们说话。
And when we read the Bible, the Lord is communicating with us.
那正常人说话都是听跟说，不会只听不说，也不会只说不听。
And most people, when they talk, they listen and they talk, or they talk and they listen. They don't just do necessarily just one.
那在路加福音的十八章，主耶稣。讲到这个法利赛人跟税吏到圣殿祷告的比喻。
In Luke chapter 18, it talked about the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector praying in the chapel.
主耶稣特别说到那个上圣殿祷告的法利赛人是自言自语的祷告。
And the Lord said that the Pharisee that went to the chapel to pray,he prayed by himself and to himself.
什么叫做自言自语？就是自己讲给自己听的。
That means that he is only praying so that he himself can hear.
那我们的祷告不应该是自言自语的祷告。
Our prayer shouldn't be of one that are only heard by ourselves.
而是对神的感谢。
But rather we have to express our thanksgiving towards God.
对神的赞美。
We have to express our praises to God.
对神的祈求。
We also have to present our request to God.
所以我们必须要借着读圣经来明白神的旨意何等的美好。
So through our Bible reading, we will learn the wonderful guidance and will of the Lord.
神的作为何等的奇妙。
We can learn that, the wonderful power and the doings of God.
以及神的应许是何等的可靠。
And also,the assurance and the reliance of God's guidance.
才能在我们祷告的时候献上感谢、赞美以及祈求。
By only learning of such, by doing so, then when we pray, we'll be able to truly present our thanksgiving, our praises, and also our requests to God.
所以我们也应当有拥有这个祷告的生活来配合我们。用我读经的生活来配合我们祷告的生活。
So it is important for us to accompany our prayer in our lives with Bible reading.
早上小弟跟我们以这个以赛亚先知他的读经生活来相互的学习。
In the morning, I've shared with you the life of prophet Isaiah for everyone to learn from.
谈到一个受教者的态度。
And we talked about a person that is receiving teaching, their attitude.
谈到这个每天继续不断的重要。
And we also talked about the consistency and the continuing effort daily.
也谈到一个用受教者的这个态度来帮助人。
And also we learned about how to help people with the attitude of the teacher or the person being taught.
以及我们应当这个为我们所读的经文把它实践在我们生活上愿意付出代价。
We also talked about how to practice what we've learned from reading the Bible in our prayers.
那下午我们继续来看这个耶利米先知。
So in the afternoon, let's continue to learn from Prophet Jeremiah.
我们来看耶利米书的十五章十六节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
耶利米书十五章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
十五章十六节，万啊，十六节，主万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃的。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。好，在这里我们看到啊，耶利米先知哦，他把读神的话好像吃东西一样。
Here we can see that prophet.Jeremiah, he actually sought the words of God as food, and he ate them.
我们刚刚才吃饱饭哦。
We just finished our lunch meal.
我相信我们在吃饭的时候是最快乐的时候。
I'm sure that when we're eating, that's one of our most enjoyable time.
不要认为只有小朋友哈，他们中午吃便当的时候是最快乐，大人也是一样啊。
This is not only the case with little children, but for adults.We often enjoy eating very much.
所以我们经常碰面的时候啊，都会说吃饱没。
That's why we always greet each other by saying, "Have you had dinner or lunch yet?"
那如果我们能够把读神的话跟吃东西呀一样这样的享受跟快乐的。
And if we can long after and enjoy.Reading the words of God, just as we long after enjoy food.
碰面的时候不是问吃饱没，是问读圣经了没。
And that when we greet each other, instead of saying, "Are you hungry? Or are you full?" But as opposed to saying to them, "Have you read your Bible?"
那不知道有多么美好哦。
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
那谈到吃东西，我们知道我们东西在吃的时候一定要细嚼慢咽。
And speaking of eating food, we know that when we eat, we have to chew slowly, and so we can digest slowly.
小弟的这个儿子正在长所以这个吃东西有时候都是狼吞虎咽。
And my two sons are growing very fast, but they're really hungry as well. So when they eat, they're almost swallowing their food.
那小弟的太太经常就要求说。要咬三十下才可以吞下去
And my wife often requests my sons to at least chew 30 times before they swallow their food.
咬三十下，那代表说要细嚼慢咽
So that means that she's encouraging them to eat slower.
那虽然我们不一定每一口都是咬三十下了那至少说要把食物咬碎品尝它的味道，然后吞下消化。成为我们的生命。
Even though we don't necessarily have to chew 30 times, but we do have to chew our food to the point where that they're digestible, and so that we could be nourished of their nutrients.
我们读神的话语也应当用这样的方法跟态度。
So we have to use the same method in our reading when we read the Bible.
慢慢的读，慢慢的咀嚼。领略它当中的滋味。
We have to read slowly, digest and learn slowly so that we can retain and enjoy the teaching.
靠着圣灵的教导。
And also we read the Bible in accordance with the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
让我们不单单只是领悟字面上的意思而已。
So that we just do not merely take in the superficial words of the Bible.
更能够深入的了解，让神的话语成为供应我们生命、提供我们力量的这个源头啊。
But rather through our Bible reading, we will receive the source or the power of our life, so that we could truly practice them in our lives.
我们知道我们食物吃到胃里头，胃会分泌胃酸。来帮助食物的消化以及吸收。
We know that after we ingest the food, when it goes to our stomach will produce a form of acid to help digest the food.
那读神的话语也是一样。
And this is the same thing when we read the
words of God. 那什么是我们属灵的胃酸能够帮助我们消化神的话语
？What is considered our spiritual acid that will help us break down what we read?
我们来看希伯来书的第四章第二节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2.
希伯来书四章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2.
第二节，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。哦，在这里哦谈到说，哦，我们听道哦要用信心来调和。
Here it tells us that when we take in the message of God, we have to do so with our faith.
哦，肠胃不好的人呐、啊。哦，就是吸收不好。
A person that does not have a good stomach will not be able to retain the nourishment from the food.
哦，当然了，身体就虚弱。
Consequently, they will be weaker and they will be in less health.
哦，所以同样的哈、哦，我们啊要拥有属灵的力量哦，我们必须也要将神的话语能够消化，才能吸收。
Likewise, in order for us to gain spiritual wisdom and power, we have to be able to fully digest the words of God.
哦，那帮助我们能够消化神的话语，哦，就是用我们的信心来领受。
So, our faith will help us break down the words of God and help us retain its nourishment.
哦，这样我们才能够把神的话语消化吸收，成为我们生命的一部分。
And through our faith, we will be able to retain and break down the words of God, so we can understand it and be able to practice them.
哦，不然的话，哦，神的话语对我们就只是知识上的了解而已。
Otherwise, without faith, then our learning of the Bible are just mere knowledge in our brains.
哦，却没有办法，哦啊，让我们得着应有。
But it doesn't necessarily will benefit us or edify us.
哦，啊，所以这第一个我们看到这个耶利米先知把神的话当作食物啊。
So we talked about that before Jeremiah sought after the words of God as food and he ate them.
哦，我们也应当哦啊拥有这个读经的生活。
So we have to practice the same in our daily living.And have a life of praying and also Bible reading.
哦，像耶利米一样哦，把神的话语当作我们的食物，而且哦，用我们的信心来领受、来消化、来吸收。
Just like Prophet Jeremiah, we have to eat of God's words, and also we have to digest it and retain them.
好，比如说圣经要我们不要为明天忧虑。
For example, the Bible tells us that we should not worry about tomorrow.
哦，我们也都知道哦，烦恼对我们没有帮助，而且有害。
We also know that sorrow and worries does not bring us any benefit. In fact, it brings us negative impact.
哦，但是我们呢、啊、都没有办法摆脱这个忧虑的辖制。
However, every one of us have a difficult time in casting away our sorrows and
哦，所以圣经这个神的话，这个应许啊，对我们就没有帮助了。
So if that's the case, the teaching of the Bible in that regard is meaningless to us.
哦，因为我们没有用信心来领受。
Because we have not received its teaching with our faith.
哦，我们知道神会帮助，但是我们却没有信心来等候跟依靠。
We know that God's going to help us. However, we don't have enough faith to patiently wait for his timing.
好，所以我们读圣经哈、哦，要用信心来领受。
So it is important for us to read the Bible with our faith.
哦，尤其对于我们所不明白的道理。
Especially those teachings that we do not really understand.
哦，神还没有启示的真理呀、啊。
Especially the truth that God has not revealed and explained to us yet.
我们更应当是用信心来领受。
We have to further use our faith so that we would. Accept and read it.
好、哦，那再来这个耶利米先知哈、哦、不但把神的话当作食物吃了。
So Prophet Jeremiah not only ate the words of God.
好、哦，那神的话，并且是他心中的欢喜快乐。
In addition, they were his joy and delight in his heart.
哦，这里说啊，因为啊，我是称为你名下的人。
And in the Bible it says it's because that Jeremiah bears, the Lord God Almighty's name.
哦，就如同以赛亚先知一样。
Similar to Prophet Isaiah.
哦，这个耶利米先知啊，哦，也为着哦这个实践神的道受苦过。
Prophet Jeremiah also suffered and was persecuted for the name of God.
哦，当时啊，神借着耶利米先知向哦这些啊同犹太人呐 啊所传讲的信息、啊，并不被当时的人所接受。
And at the time, the direction or the instructions given to Jeremiah, which was to preach and encourage the Israelites, weren't readily accepted by them.
在这个耶利米蒙召做先知的时候，以色列人已经有一部分被掳到巴比伦去了。
At the time when Jeremiah was called or anointed to be the prophet for God, there were a portion of Israelites that were already captured, enslaved by the Babylonians.
以色列国啊，并不是啊，在一个时间内啊，就整个亡国掉。啊，因着神的怜悯呢，啊，他们分三次被巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒掳到巴比伦去。
The kingdom of Israel did not just did not demise in one shot, but it took three times, for King Nebuchadnezzar Babylon to enslave.Israelites.
哦，所以在以色在耶利米做先知的时候，哦，可以说哦，以色列国开始亡国了。
So I guess you can say that when Jeremiah became the prophet at the time, that was the beginning of the demise of Israel.
哦，但是以色列百姓啊，仍旧不听从神借着先知的警告。
And but still, with warnings from Jeremiah, the Israelites did not heed.His advice.
哦，反而啊，啊，去拜偶像，啊，不专心来侍奉真神。
Rather, they turn to idol worshiping and do not respect and revere God.
哦，那既然以色列人不接受哦神啊啊不肯悔改哦，那他们就必须要接受神的管教。
So because of the fact that Israelites do not accept God's warnings, therefore they had to receive the punishments from God.
这个就是神哦，借着耶利米先知告诉当时的以色列人的信息。
And that was the general message that was given by Jeremiah, directed by God.
哦，要他们接受神的管教，向巴比伦投降。
He wanted them, the Israelites, to repent and go back to God.
哦，如果再抵抗巴比伦呢、啊，只有让百姓多受痛苦。
And he also wanted them to just be submissive to the Babylonians, because if they don't, they will just suffer.
哦，啊，但是只要接受神的管教。
But they only wanted to just receive punishments from God.
哦，他们必须要被掳到巴比伦七十年，过着亡国奴的生活。
And because of their lack of repentance, they had to be enslaved or imprisoned by the Babylonians for many, many years.
哦，这是神的管教，是没有办法避免的。
And that was the punishment from God, and it was inevitable that they go through that.
哦，所以耶利米先知所传讲的信息啊，就是要当时的以色列人向巴比伦王投降，接受被掳到外邦七十年，哦，神管教的生活。
So at the time, Jeremiah's message to the Israelites really is for them to accept God's punishment, to be submissive to the Babylonians, and be their slaves for more than 70 years.
哦，对当时的以色列人来说、啊，哦，这个耶利米的信息啊，哦，他们没有办法接受。
And at the time, the Israelites did not want to accept what Jeremiah was telling them.
哦，甚至把他抓起来关了、
啊。They even captured him and imprisoned him.
哦，认为啊，哦，他是动摇军心。哦的叛国贼
，and they thought Jeremiah was a deserter and was not loyal to them.
哦，还没有打仗啊，啊就喊着认输投降的软弱分子代表。
They thought of him as weak, and that before even they went to war with the Babylonians, that Jeremiah had already asked them to, or was already in defeat.
哦，这个也带给先知 这个尼西米莫大的痛苦。
And this also brought a lot of sorrow to Prophet Nehemiah.
他所传讲的信息没有人接受，他被人孤立起来，被同胞所误会。
And because what they had, their message to the Israelites was not readily accepted, and not only so, that they were actually persecuted because of that.
在这样的情形之下，什么是他的欢喜快乐？
So under these sort of circumstance, what would be considered the prophet's joy?
就是神的话语的。
And that is the words of God.
在他所传的信息被人看作是不是实物而拒绝的时候。
And at the time when his message, which was directed by God, were detested and not listened to by the Israelites.
他唯一的安慰就是常常有神的话临到他。
His only comfort is so that he would be revolved himself around with the edification of the words of God.
既然有神的话临到他，那就证明他仍旧是神所用的工人。
And since God would communicate with him directly often, that just affirms his position, his message is correct.
人虽然拒绝他，排挤他，但是神却使用他。
Even though the men around him detested him and rejected his message, however, God continued to use him and continued to receive Jeremiah.
仍然有神的话语临到他，这就是尼西米的欢喜快乐。
And in light of that, God's words continued to go to Jeremiah, and that was his joy and his heart's delight.
今天啊，很多时候，对有心要传福音的人来说
，And today, there are a lot of people with heart in the spirit to preach the gospel.
他们所面对的是一个抵抗神的时代。
However, they encounter a society that is against God.
所有抵挡神的事情，大家都欢迎。
If you note in our society, everything that is detestable to God, the society likes to do.
所有对神有利、荣耀神的事情啊，人们不但没兴趣啊，反而要抵制、要反抗。
On the contrary, everything that is favorable in God's eye, the society detests and do not favor.
这就是我们所处的世代。
And this is the society and the time that we live in.
所以让很多传福音的工人有百般的无力感。
So this is presents a huge challenge to the people that are preaching and. Makes us feel like we're powerless.
所以我们就应当要学习这个耶利米先知。
We have to learn after Jeremiah.
如果我们每天在神的面前接受神话语的装备。
And that likewise, if we can be equipping ourselves daily with the words of God.
以神的话语做我们的食物，作为我们的喜乐。
And we would partake the words of God as our food, and consequently they will become our joy and our delight.
作为安慰，作为鼓励。
And they will be our comfort and encouragement.
证明我们是神的用人。
And that will assure us that we are truly the servants of God.
那我们就自然能够在神的话语上得到装备。
Then naturally we will be equipped with the words of God.
得到喜乐了。
And will truly receive the joy from God.
也得着力量。
And also be strengthened.
这个是我们从这个耶利米先知所学的。
And this is something that we can learn from Prophet Jeremiah.
借着读经生活。
And through our life of reading the Bible.
自我得到属灵的装备。
Not only we will be able to equip ourselves with the words of God,
也得着侍奉的喜乐。
But rather we will gain joy and delight in our servitude towards God.
我们再来看另外一位先知。
So let us look at another prophet.
以西结先知。
Let's look at Prophet Ezekiel.
来看以西结书。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书三章第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 5.
三章一节，他对我说：“人子啊，要吃你所得的，要吃这书卷，好去对以色列家啊讲说。”第二节。
Verse two.
于是我开口，他就使我吃这书卷。三节。
Verse three.
又对我说：“人子啊，要吃我所赐给你的这书卷，充满你的肚腹。”我就吃了，口中觉得其甜如蜜。啊，在这里我们看到哦，这个以西结先知哦，他把这个神的话语哦，同样的哦，当成食物吃了。
Here we can see Ezekiel similarly is basically eating the words of God.
哦，但是有不同的地方啊。
But there's a slight difference here.
哦，这个刚刚我们所读的这个耶利米先知啊。哦，他是自己的感受。
And when we read about Jeremiah, that was his personal feeling.
哦，他得到神的话，好像食物那样的有滋味。
That he felt that when he read the words of God, it's almost like it was eating a very delightful food.
哦，但是以西结先知哦，啊，是神要训练他。
But Prophet Ezekiel, God wanted to train him.
哦，吩咐他。啊，将天使所赐给他的诗啊，这个书卷给吃了。
And directed him that to eat the scroll that the angel would give him.
哦，当然这个是在异象当中了哦。
Of course, this was in his vision that he saw. He received this direction.
因为书卷哦是用羊皮做的啦，我看哦跟皮鞋一样哦，也是咬不动的哦。
At the time, scrolls were written on lambskins, and I doubt that if he evenwanted to, he's going to be able to eat it.
哦，所以这个是在异象当中的哦。
So this is in a vision that he received this direction.
天使吩咐他吃的，吃了以后要去对神的百姓讲话。
So the angel directed him to eat the scroll, and after he eat the scroll, he will be talking to the Israelites.
哦，所以以西结先知哦，他吃神的话语哦，不是单为自己，他为了别人。
So Prophet Ezekiel here, he ate the fruit, the words of God, not for his own benefit, but to benefit other people.
哦，是为了要去传讲神的话。
It is intended so that he will be able to preach the words of God to others.
哦，啊，我们读圣经，读神的话语，哦，当然第一个就是为了我们自己得帮助。
Of course, when we read the Bible and when we read the words of God, the first thing that will is it is us that will be benefited.
哦，那其次啊，我们啊要为了别人的需要来读圣经。
And the ancillary benefit is that so that we will be able to help others.
哦，也就是接受神给我们的托付。
In other words, we will take on the commission of God.
哦，以及神传福音的使命。
And we will take on the task of preaching the gospel to other people.
哦，有一次哈，哦，这个有个弟有个信徒啊，哦，在做这个宣道啊团契的分享的时候，他这么说。
One time there was a brother during the testimony session, he said this about his experience in preaching the gospel.
哦，他说哦，现在的哦这个工人们哦，对神的话语哦，普遍不是很熟悉。
He said that nowadays the servants of God aren't necessarily very well versed in the words of God.
哦，他看到以前哦，啊，前辈同工在传福音的时候，圣经都很熟。
And he noticed that the previous generation, when the servants of the workers of God were very well versed in the Bible.
哦，甚至于哦，哦那个比较常用的经节哦，不但哦几章几节哦哪一卷。能够倒背如流，连经文的内容啊一字不漏。
And even to the point where they be able to quote a lot of very useful verses in the Bible, not only so they're able to utilize it and be able to convey the spiritual teachings.
哦，尤其啊，在跟哦这个不同教派的基督徒哦在 查考分享的时候特别有用。
And that's particularly useful, especially when they're communicating with other members of churches in discussing the truth.
哦，也特别有能力。
And they were gifted and were very powerful in that way.
这是个事实哦。
And that is just a fact.
哦，如果我们肯在这个读圣经的话语上，不单为自己，哦，也为了别人的需求来努力下功夫的话。
And in our effort in spiritual cultivating ourselves in reading the Bible, and if we feel also that we want to do so to help others,
哦，成为一个有神话语的人，
then we will become a person that is filled with the words of God.
我们才能够为神所用。
Then God will help us and work with us.
哦，才能够利己也利人呢。
And that way we will be determined ourselves and benefit ourselves, but also we will in turn benefit others.
哦，所以我们看到，哦，这个以西结先知，哦，他的读经生活不单为他自己，也为了帮助别人，哦。
So we learn here that Prophet Ezekiel, in his spiritual cultivation, not only did he benefit himself, but he also benefited other
people. 哦，其实对一个工人来说，最大的悲哀啊，就是没有神的话语。
In actuality, to a servant of God, it is very sad when they are not able to be inspired by the words of God.
哦，神的话语对我们来说，啊，如果像这个铜门铁栓，哦，是封闭的，那我们一定会觉得很悲哀。
And if we, our source, our opening to the words and the inspiration of God is chained off or locked with a gate in front of it, then that would be very troublesome for us.
哦，撒母耳记上记载，当这个以利当大祭司的时候。
In 1 Samuel, it talked about that Eli, when Eli became the grand priest.
圣经上描写说，那时候神的言语稀少，不常有默示。
And at the time, the Bible said that at that time, God's words were very scarce, and it was like the end time.
哦，这就是以利被神放到一边的缘故啊。
And that was the reason that God had departed from Eli.
哦，他没有神的话语。
He did not have the inspiration of God's words.
哦，反而那个童子撒母耳啊，有神的话语临到。
And rather, Samuel actually possessed the inspiration from God.
哦，所以我们应当啊，要让神的话语来充满我们。
So we have to be inspired and be filled with the words of God.
哦，要有吃这个神话语啊，就是吃书卷顺服的态度啊，跟决心。
We have to have the attitude of opening our mouths and eating the words of God.
哦，这个也是我们在建立读经生活上，哦，我们能够得到的好处。
And this is another benefit that we shall gain if we live a life of Bible reading.
哦，不单是为了造就自己，也为了来帮助别人。
That not only will we be able to edify ourselves, but we will be also able to help others.
哦，我们弟兄姐妹，哦，应当也有接受，哦，其他兄姐们，哦，关怀勉励的经验。
And I'm sure every one of us have experienced the feeling that of other brothers and sisters helping us.
哦，让我们最觉得受用，哦，最得到帮助的，我相信，哦，就是当对方用神圣经的话语来勉励我们，来提醒我们的时候。
I think we will gain the most by when another person help us by sharing with us a verse from the Bible or a spiritual teaching from the Bible.
让我们，哦，觉得最有用，
so、
最有帮助。
And that to us would be the most help that we will be able to receive from anyone.
哦，诗篇的第一篇呢？
So, let's look at the first Psalm.
诗篇第一篇的第二节。
First Psalm, verse 2.
二节，唯喜爱主的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。第三节
Verse three，
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。怎么样的人才可以像一棵树栽在溪水旁，叶子不枯干，按时候结果子呢？
So what kind of person will be like a tree planted by the stream of waters that will yield fruits and will not wither？
这里告诉我们是昼夜思想神话的人啊。
Here tells us that that type of person is those who delight in the law of the Lord and meditates on His law day and night。
所以昼夜思想就是付代价的表现。
By meditating on the law of God day and night, that's a responsibility or a form of effort.
我们的整个心灵哦，都放在那边。
That means we basically give all of our spirit to God.
当然神的话语就随时向我们发光了。
And of course, by doing so, naturally, God's words will shine upon us.
让我们随时都得到供应。
And His words will be at our arsenal at our disposal.
就像一棵栽种在溪水旁的树一样。
Just like a tree planted next to a stream of water.
不会枯干。
That will not ever wither.
并且是丰盛的，能够叫人饱足的，多结果子的。
And in addition, the tree will yield fruits and will be very prosperous.
但愿呢，神的话语都在我们胸襟的心里面。
I hope that the words of God are always with us.
让我们像以西结先知那样，领受了，然后按神的交托，跟使命来完成，这个时代神要我们，做的事情。
So that we may be like Prophet Ezekiel after receiving the lessons from God.And in turn be able to follow and carry them out so that other people in our society may be benefited from.
那最后我们再来看这个但以理先知。
Lastly, let's look at Prophet Daniel.
来看但以理书第九章。
Let's look at Book of Daniel, verse 9, or chapter 9.
但以理书第九章。
Daniel chapter 9.
九章第一节
Verse 1.
但以理书九章一节，马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大利乌立为加勒底国王的元年。第二节
Verse 2.
就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知主的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数七十年为满。第三节
Verse three，
我便进食披麻蒙灰，定义向主神祈祷恳求。在这里记载这个但以理先知但以理他读到先知耶利米的这个预言呢。
Here it talks about Prophet Daniel reading upon the prophecy of Jeremiah.
知道说这个耶路撒冷荒凉的年数七十年满了。
That the desolation of the Jerusalem would last at least 70 years.
他就深受感动。
So he was very touched.
甚至于他披麻蒙灰，为国家认罪，为百姓认罪。
To the point where he would put on sackcloth and ashes and prayed and petitioned to God in fasting.
这个让我们看到什么呢？
So what does this mean to us?
但以理他虽然自己也是个先知，也是经常有神的话语临到。
Even though Daniel prophet himself is a prophet and he has the words of God with him.
但是他对于别的先知他相当的敬重。
But he was always very respectful to other prophets.
他真知道耶利米所说的话是神的话。
He fully accepted that what Jeremiah said was from God.
哦，所以神的话对但以理有很大的影响力。
So we also can tell that God's words are great effect to Daniel.
哦，他相信神借着先知耶利米所说的话也一定会应验。
He truly believed that through Jeremiah God has spoken and that will be fulfilled.
哦，所以在这里我们看到说。但以理啊，他自己哦，身为先知，但是对于其他先知的信息，他同样的敬重。
So what we learn here is that Prophet Daniel himself was a very gifted prophet, but he respected what other prophets are able to accomplish through the Lord.
哦，这个也是我们这个世代啊的需求。
And this is a need of our society now.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章二十节、啊、保罗勉励我们不可以藐视先知的讲论。
In First Thessalonians chapter 5, it tells us, Paul reminded us that we should not belittle what the prophets are telling us.、
哦、在以西结书的三十三章那里、哦、同样也谈到说不可妄论先知、啊哦、不然会受罚。
In Ezekiel chapter 33, the Bible also reminded us that we should not take lightly of what prophets will tell us because we will receive punishment from God.
哦，有时候啊，弟兄姐妹哦，对于啊这个讲台的信息哦，会有所哦这个啊看不起哦。
Sometimes we would not necessarily respect. The sermons or the lessons being given from the pulpit.
哦，对于这个传道人呐、啊，哦，长职的劝勉，哦，藐视，哦，不接受。
Sometimes we are unwilling to accept or do not respect the teachings and the admonishments from our elders and our preachers.
哦，其实啊，哦，受损的还是我们自己。
If that's the case, We're going to be the one who will be punished by God.
哦，所以我们应当哦要敬重哦这个啊、传道人哦或者是长职哦用圣经啊对我们的勉励跟劝勉。
So we have to respect and also follow and listen to the elders and the preachers of their admonishments that they give to us.
哦，这个也是我们从啊，但以理哦，他的读经生活里头，我们学到的一点。
And this is something that we'll learn from studying up on the Prophet Daniel and his life of spiritual cultivating.
哦，那再来，我们从但以理身上，我们看到哦，当他读先知耶利米啊的信息的时候啊，哦，他就得到复兴了。
And also, what we can learn from Prophet Daniel is that in his reading and understanding of what Prophet Jeremiah said, he himself was rejuvenized.
哦，他并不是去参加一个什么特会，哦。
He did not go to a spiritual convocation.
哦，或者是参加了什么啊、这个听了一篇什么长篇大论啊，奋兴的信息啊。
He did not listen to a long sermon with a lot of inspirations or teachings or words in that sermon.
哦，他只不过是自己读神的话。
He was reading the words of God himself.
哦，能够读到禁食祷告披麻蒙灰。
He was able to read the words of God to the point where he would be in sackcloth and ashes in his prayer by petitioning and fasting.
哦，可见呢、啊，圣经神的话语在他的心中多么的有地位有分量。
This tells us how important are the words of God in his mind.
好，今天有时候啊，啊，我们很相信那个名嘴、名不道家、权威。
And today, a lot of the times, we would be very interested in listening to the famous evangelists or famous speaker.
但是我们看到哦，但以理啊，并没有任何的什么名不道家、权威哦来跟他讲道。
But from here, we can see that Daniel did not have a famous evangelist or some famous speaker that had to speak to him to inspire him.
He
he was reading the words of God himself.
就能够读到禁食祷告，披麻蒙灰，认罪悔改。
He was able to be inspired by just merely the words of God to the point where he would be petitioning in prayer and fasting and in sackcloth and ashes.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，
So our beloved brothers and sisters,
神的话在我们心中啊，到底有多大的权威呢？
How much power does the words of God possess in our hearts?
当我们在读圣经的时候，神的话在我们心中到底占有多大的地位呢？
When we read the Bible, just how much effect and how much weight do the words of God convey in our hearts?
比得上一个这个名人的演讲吗？
Is it comparable to a speech given by a very famous speaker?
比得上一本哲学的著作吗？
Can it compare to a very famous book on philosophy?
比得上专家的主张吗？
Can it compare to the experts' documentations or writings?
所盼望说啊，神的话语在我们心中哦，都能够胜过一切的名嘴、专家跟权威。
I truly hope that the words of God in our hearts can surpass beyond any words spoken by a famous person or evangelist or philosopher.
占有绝对的分量跟地位。
And I hope that the God's words will have absolute power and weight in every one of our hearts.
所以以上我们学习到在神所重用的这四个先知他们的读经生活。
So we've learned this just now through four prophets of how the words of God will assist us and benefit us.
以及神的话语对他们的影响。
And how the words of God affected every one of them.
也盼望我们同样的能够得到如此的一个好处啊。
And I hope that every one of us may be able to experience the same edification and benefits from God.
来丰盛我们属灵的生命。
That way we will be able to be prosperous in our spiritual lives.
来造就我们自己，也来帮助所有愿意听从我们话语的这些人们。
So that we can be edified ourselves to the point where we are able to help others and inspire others.
然后我们现在就一起来祷告。
So now we are going to pray together.
同样的，我们要接受按手帮助祷告的弟兄姐妹跟朋友都可以到前面来。
Again, those members that would like to be laid hands upon, please come forward to the front of the chapel.
我们同心跪下祷告。
Let us all kneel down in one accord to pray.